Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW. It is Monday, September 18th, 2017. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio are Kat Richards and Doug Osborne of Sitka Community Hospital, and they're here to talk about Fall Prevention Awareness Week that's happening this week with events Monday through Friday. And Kat, my first question is for you. You mentioned that the trauma committee, which meets quarterly, realized that the leading cause of trauma in Sitka is ground level falls. So can you tell me a little bit more about that and why you decided to enact this Prevention Week?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us here, Catherine. Yeah, so I'm the acute care ER manager, and quarterly we have a trauma committee because we are designated level 4 trauma. And over the last three quarters, we've seen definitely an increase in ground level falls. And that isn't just in Sitka. That's U.S.-wide is the largest number of traumas is ground level falls. But here we paired up with Doug Osborne, who is our health promotion. And we said, okay, what can we do about this? Because prevention is what we should be focusing on versus treating them as they come in.
And can you tell me what are some of the events happening this week to kind of raise awareness and inform and educate people about fall prevention?
Well, each day
we have a different theme. On Monday today, our theme is preventing falls outdoors. And so if people see a fall risk or trip hazard, they could report those to the city, or if it's on one of the state roads, which is Halibut Point Road, Sawmill Creek, and Harbor Drive, they could report it there. But we just want to be looking outside. But a lot of the falls happen inside, which is a theme for tomorrow, Tuesday. And so tomorrow's theme is preventing falls indoors. And like I said, 50% of falls happen inside. And so we have a checklist that's at the senior center, a checklist at the library, and then you could get it online as well. But we're encouraging people to just do the checklist, make sure their house is a fall-free zone. And then on Wednesday, we're partnering with the Hames Center to do a free strength and balance class. That's a big part of fall prevention, is just doing exercise regularly and having a balance and strength component in that. That's at the Hames Center from 10 to 11 on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it's just information. We're doing a lunch and learn with the state over at the hospital. Everybody's invited to that from noon to 1. And then on Friday, we'll play fall prevention bingo at the senior center. That'll have elements of all these different factors for how you can prevent falls. And there's lots of things people can do to prevent falls.
And what are some of the things that people should look for if they're looking for fall hazards outside that they could potentially report?
Well, one thing is where you've fallen. I remember where I took a fall, there was a rain spout, a gutter, and it created a little sheen of ice. And it was amazing how quick you can fall. I think most people listening have a fall story, either for themselves or someone they care about. But trip hazards, uneven surfaces, things like that. So it could be a crack in the sidewalk and just documenting that. One person we talked about this program and took a picture of it and sent it in, and that was helpful. So that's for outdoors. And then for indoors, it's things like it could be uneven surfaces or those rugs that will slip out. Mm-hmm. It could be pets, pet toys. It could be walkways. It could be lighting. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things you can do inside. And inside, if I had to focus on two things, because there's probably about six or seven kind of main things you'd focus on. If I had to pick two for this year, it's indoors and then that strength and balance. Mm-hmm. If you have the strength and balance, it's going to help in any situation you're in. And one thing that starts on Tuesday as well, Dorothy Orbison teaches two classes, one at the Pioneer Home and then one at the Swan Lake Senior Center, and those are ongoing. So those are Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if somebody's listening and they're interested in that, and they are, one of them is called Senior Strength Strut and Strength Class, and that's Tuesdays 2 o'clock at the Swan Lake Senior Center, and then the other one's a seated Strong and Steady at the Pioneer Home. But if you want to do the classes, that's great, or just do your own exercise routine. But I think those are two kind of key things I'd like to focus on this year.
Yeah, I really think that strength and balance, that is something to really focus on, because, you know, when you have that core balance, even if you start to fall, you can catch yourself. It's when you start losing that then you're committed to that fall and you can't recover.
And so that class is Tuesday, but it is on. She's going to teach ongoing classes for the rest of the fall. And then Oh, that actually the class this week is Wednesday, but the ongoing class is Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, the ongoing class with Dorothy is Tuesday and Thursday. Okay. This Wednesday, it's Emily Riley with the Haim Center. It's a special class, just kind of an introduction, and that is free. The community hospital is partnering with Haim's to do that. So that one's at 10 at the Haim Center. We hope people can come. Now, this is something that affects older adults at a higher rate. Every 11 seconds, in fact, an older adult in the U.S. goes to an emergency department because of a fall that results in an injury. Mm-hmm. Every 11 seconds, so it's very prevalent. However, falls can happen to anyone at any age, and so everybody's welcome to participate in any of these.
And on Thursday, Leslie Thomas from the Alaska Commission on Aging will be here for Lunch and Learn. Can you tell me a little bit more about that event and what we can expect to hear from Leslie Thomas?
Well, I think she's going to go over some information, just some of the basic prevention, a little bit about the prevalence, but just what are things that people can do. It is a Lunch and Learn. We'll have complimentary lunch for the first 10, so call and save a spot. But she's going to go into what the Alaska Commission on Aging does to prevent falls. And there's a national goal to reduce them by 10% in the next 5-10 years. And so there's a lot of emphasis on that. So we're just going to tap into her knowledge and find out what we can do here in Sitka.
And then on Friday, again, the fall prevention bingo at the Swan Lake Senior Center.
Yes.
And prizes and...
Yes. And the prizes will tie in. There'll be things like a grab bar and things that you could install in your house. And so we'll have some prizes. And it'll be informational as well. So and hopefully as well as that, it'll be some fun.
And anything else you'd like to touch on before we sign off today?
You know, I'd just like to say that, you know, Sitka Community Hospital is open 24/7 when something like this happens. But really, what we really do want to focus on is the prevention. And so that's why, you know, this week is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you are thinking about the home part of this, the Centers for Disease Control has a fall prevention checklist. And it may be something that you go over with a loved one or with your parents or grandparents. So we hope that fall prevention is something that a lot of people are embracing. It is for a whole community, and it really is a huge, huge issue. So if we can stay standing in Sitka, it's going to be good for all of us.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Doug Osborne and Kat Richards of Sitka Community Hospital. They're here to talk about Fall Prevention Awareness Week happening this Monday through Friday all around town. Thanks again.
Thanks.